Hey, everybody. You're listening to Crystal here with the Plant Pusher podcast. And what's really, really exciting is that we're here with you to always talk about all things plants, colors, textures, shapes, their impacts on your life. I love working with plants. I love introducing you to new plants. And here at Plant Pusher, that's what I do. I push you straight to the plants. Hey, everybody, it's Crystal, your plant pusher, pushing the dopest plants on you always. And I'm so excited that you're here today because I've got a plant for you that keeps on giving. So today we're talking about the one, the only. We're talking about cabbage, baby. Whether you are eating it, you're on a cabbage diet, whether you are a pregnant mom, no matter what your needs are, cabbage, it's got your back. I love cabbage because it's lightweight. It goes excellent in a salad. So you can chop up raw cabbage, use it in a salad. I like it on my tacos. I love it chopped up on a sandwich. As instead of lettuce, I use cabbage. I know. I can't help it. I love the crunch. I love the fresh and the lightness. And it has more flavor to me than lettuce. And so therefore, I love cabbage. But my favorite is purple cabbage, aka red cabbage. That's my favorite. But that's okay. I had to jump in it today and talk to y'all about cabbage because cabbage is widely consumed vegetable. Okay, we all love it. Well, a lot of us. And for those who don't, maybe they haven't had it prepared just the right way. So y'all, we got to swap some recipes or something because I can't have y'all out here not eating good cabbage. I mean, that should be, you know, just against all the rules of life. But, you know, there are so many benefits to cabbage. And what I like about it is that it's delicious, but it's also nutritious, as corny as that sounds, because cabbage is rich in vitamins. It's, once again, excellent source of vitamin C and K, which are amazing, and they are essential for immune function and bone health. And I see a lot of y'all walking around here, and your bones get to cracking and cackalacking when you get up, and you can't figure out why. Here's why. Your body needs more TLC. It needs vitamins and nutrients like cabbage. Okay. So we want to keep your bones healthy. And for a long time, you know, we were all raised growing up, if you drink, you know, enough milk, your bones stay healthy. But we know that that's not completely true and that you need a few more things in your diet to really give you the support that you truly need. So every lifestyle is different, but we encourage you to think bigger and better for your life. So cabbage also contains important minerals like potassium, magnesium, and calcium. Let's talk about it, because magnesium helps you sleep like a baby at night. It doesn't make you sleepy, but when you do fall asleep, you have a better quality of sleep with magnesium in your diet. Okay, so cabbage is packing that. The same thing with the calcium, which is also great for bone health, but you're going to get that from a natural plant. Isn't that dope? See, just when y'all thought on Mary Moo Cow could give you the greatness, look at that. A plant, because I'm your plant pusher. Pushing the dopest plants like this cabbage. I'm going to get it in you one way or the other. Okay, so, and don't forget potassium, because potassium is excellent for the skin. Okay, so I need your skin to be bright. I need your bones to not crack. And then I also need you to sleep like a baby at night with the magnesium. So clearly, it's the gift that keeps on giving. So not only is cabbage high in fiber, but it's a great source of dietary fiber as a whole that's going to aid you in digestion. It's going to promote that healthy gut function, and it's going to help regulate your blood sugar. All of you pre-diabetics, this is you, because you're about to be with the white lab coats long term if we don't make some changes. Okay, now listen, this plant here will help you minimize some of those visits, because did you hear that? Lowers blood sugar levels, which means when you're eating your favorite snack and you get ready to crash, your blood sugar, okay, it's probably through the roof. The snack was too tasty, man down. Like, no, let's get some cabbage in your system. Let's have a quick salad in a cup. Let's shake it up. Or let's cook some in a crock pot and take it as a soup. But once again, that gut health, that second brain, your gut needs you. And so I know we don't want to talk about it because it's TMI, but the reality is that when you go to the restroom and everything is moving, whatever you expel should be reminiscent of what you ate. And if you are not expelling things in your body on a daily basis that mimic what you ate. So for example, if you were to eat some tasty meal that meant a lot, I don't know, mac and cheese, then when you expel and go to the restroom, you should be smelling macaroni and cheese. And if you're not, that means your body is backed up. Okay, it's full of it. Now, you guys have all heard things like people being full of shit, but listen, some of you actually are, and that's very sad. Okay, so get that gut health in order because you're wondering why you're not feeling good and why you're looking, you know, a little discombobulated, why your hair isn't doing what you want to do and why your complexion look the way you want to look and why your stomach is a little bit more, you know, fuller looking than before. You are backed up. Okay, get this cabbage. I don't want to see you with the white lab coats all because of some poop. Okay, your grandmother would have fixed that very quickly if she had known that you needed help in that area. But guess what? I'm here. I'm like a little flying plant fairy. I'm your plant pusher and I'm looking out for you. So take care of your gut health because historically, when you went to the doctor decades ago, before they did any procedure on you, they would ensure that your gut was not only healthy and clean, but they would give you enemas to clean you out first to ensure that however you were ill wasn't due to backed up food in your system, slowing you down and making you sick. Now, these days, you rarely ever hear that happening. But guess what? That's one of those things that should probably come back. Because a lot of you are having issues with your gut and it makes me sad. Okay, so let's fix that. Okay, I don't need you getting colon cancer on my watch. It's highly preventable. Go ahead and eat that good old cabbage. Moving right along. All right. So if you want to also get that weight management under control, Hello Fiber. We're here to serve you so you can look like a pladao in all your clothes and all people can be looking at you and how beautiful you look and how attractive you are because you're taking good care of your body. Now, cabbage is also filled with antioxidants, okay? So you've got the sulfur compounds. You've got the fact that it's filled with antioxidants and sulfur compounds. And then, I think it's also got some other minerals and nutrients you need. Let's dive in deeper and find out. So, it's going to help protect your cells from damage caused by free radicals. Now, I know y'all run around here in life thinking that nothing can touch you, but these free radicals are not to be played with because the antioxidants have been known to reduce the risk of chronic diseases, including heart disease and types of cancer. And yes, we are still talking about cabbage. It's doing all this magic. You've been overlooking it. Okay. Get to munching. Okay, because it's anti-inflammatory as well. Hey, when your joints are aching, you've had a tough day, you got a pulled muscle, you got an achy body. Listen, you need foods in your life and plants that are anti-inflammatory because the compounds in it affect the body. It can help reduce inflammation, which is a common underlying factor in many chronic diseases. See, a lot of y'all thought, you know, you had upside down, turnaround, itchy leg syndrome. And look, your body's just inflamed. No, I don't know about that disorder. I don't even know if that's real. You know, don't call nobody. Don't call the white lab coats telling them I said that because it's not real. But the point is that a lot of you are in pain and I want you to feel great. So let's talk about this good old digestive health. So the high fiber content in cabbage promotes those regular bowel movements and it helps you maintain a healthy digestive system like we talked about. But I need you to understand that there's good gut health and that good bacteria in your gut. It's here to stay. Let's nurture it because the cabbage can also do that for you. So as you can plainly see, cabbage is full of impressive benefits, such as, you know, green and red Savoy are some of my favorites. I love red cabbage, guys, because there's so many varieties. There's Asian cabbage. There's cabbage found in only certain parts of South America. There's cabbage grown here in America. There's cabbage in other parts of the Eastern world, like in parts of India, which is uniquely different. Cabbage is grown all over the world, and it's different. There are a variety of cabbages. So, you know, take a big leap and try something different. Slice some up, make a beautiful slaw to go on top of a burger, a salad, make a cabbage soup. All these beautiful things can help. And if you're an expecting mom, maybe you've fed your baby or maybe you already gave birth to your baby and you're done breastfeeding because they've gotten a little older, they have teeth and they got to munching too hard. It happens. Go ahead and place those cabbage leaves up there on your mountaintops because guess what cabbage leaves do? They can dry up milk as well. So for centuries, people have used cabbage leaves to stop the production of milk, to aid in reducing inflammation in the body. Put that cabbage leaf on your knee. Let's watch what happens. Why? Because the plants are giving. So now that I've shared all the beautiful cabbage varieties that I could even name off quickly, and then I've told you about the beautiful things, remember, there are some slight differences. Red cabbage, for example, contains higher level of antioxidants due to its vibrant color. Savoy cabbage, okay, with its crinkled leaves, it's known to be rich in vitamins A and C. However, no matter what cabbage you decide to munch on, you need this and your body deserves all this greatness. So come with the fire and the fiber because I just educated you on another dope plant. Why? Because my name is Crystal. I'm your plant pusher. And I thank you for letting me push this plant on you today. Cabbage is not to be overlooked. Enjoy. Find a dope one for you. Shop in color. Find your veggies and fruit in a variety of colors that are good for you and good to you. I'm your plant pusher. Peace. This show, Plant Pusher Podcast, is brought to you by Possibilities Podcast Platform. We appreciate you listening. Stay tuned. Your favorite episode is up next.